Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The federal court has found Network 10 did not defame Bruce Lehrman in an interview with Brittany Higgins. Lehrman claims the interview suggested he raped Higgins, but Judge Michael Lee believes he did, based on the balance of probability. Journalist Lisa Wilkinson, who ran the interview, has thanked all who supported her over the past 14 months.
I also want to say how grateful I am to all the generous members of the public who have approached me almost every single day to express, often through tears, their unwavering support.
It's not clear when Bondi Westfield will reopen after the shopping centre site was handed back to operators this afternoon. Eight people remain in hospital after Saturday's horrific attack where six people were tragically killed. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has announced up to $18 million will be given to the coroner's court for an extensive and timely inquest.
That's important because I want the public to know that the inquiry didn't end on Saturday afternoon when this killer was stopped. We need to find out all aspects of his interaction with the government, both in New South Wales and Queensland. We also need to ask questions about mental health funding.
Football Australia and New South Wales Police are investigating a spectator who allegedly performed a Nazi salute during the weekend's A-League derby between the Wanderers and Sydney FC. The incident follows a crackdown on such symbols, with new laws introducing a maximum jail term of 12 months. To sport, Penrith Panther Taylan May has landed himself in hot water after posting a video showing himself in a speeding car. The video shows the car clocking up 96 k's an hour. May has since deleted his Instagram account. The NRL is investigating. And the Dolphins' Anthony Milford, Cronulla's Sione Katoa and Manly's Josh Aloye have all accepted bans from round six charges. Milford is set to be out for two matches after a dangerous bump on Broncos star Reece Walsh, while Katoa and Aloye have both copped one-match bans.